Hi, my name is Alan from LRE Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. Today, I want to talk about HDB upgrading. What you should know before taking the leap. Upgrading from a HDB flat is always a major life decision for many Singaporeans. For some, it's the natural next step in the pursuit of a bigger house or a better quality of life. For others, it's a strategic financial move to accumulate wealth through property. Whether driven by family needs, lifestyle aspiration, or investment goals, upgrading is not a decision to be taken lightly. It requires careful planning, true understanding of financial obligation, and a clear grasp of market trends. This video will explore the key considerations HDB upgraders should bear in mind, outline the housing option available, and the implication of each upgrade path. Here, let's go. First step. Whenever I meet my client to discuss on their HDB upgrading plans, I will usually ask them what is their motivation to upgrade. Some common motivation include the needs for more space due to a growing family or the need to accommodate their aging parents. Others require the desire for better amenities like private facilities in a condo, especially the swimming pool for the littlest ones. For some, it's a social status symbol or a lifestyle choice. They have the desire to live in a more prestigious location, such as Bukit Timah, Serangoon Garden, Marine Parade to Novena, especially if they are doing financially better. At the back of their mind, most HDB upgraders understand the importance of multiplying their income through capital appreciation. Let's face it, Singaporeans have a deep obsession with property. That is why they constantly lobby for the government to build more HDB flats and ECs. Our HDB flats is never enough. That is why for those that have benefited from the HDB BTO system, it's kind of a by default that they want to make another pot of gold from their upgrading plans. They can only win and can never lose in property. Let's explore the common upgrade path from a HDB flat. The most obvious choice is buying an executive condominium. EC are a hybrid between public and private housing. Developed and sold by private developers, but subject to HDB rules in the first 10 years. They are a popular option for HDB upgraders due to their affordability compared to private condominiums. They also have a lower entry price as compared to a normal private new condo. EC buyers are also eligible for CPF housing grant. Moreover, EC will become privatized after 10 years. It's a good deal. Why not? However, they come with cons. Such include the 5 years minimum occupation period, less desired location. There is also that household income ceiling capped at $16,000, which means many that exceed this income will have to go for the private route. The tightened mortgage service ratio or MSR means that most buyers have difficulties to secure high loan without putting down more down payment. Here, we are easily talking about more than $500,000 cash or CPF. That is why for first timer buying EC, parents' financial support is a must. For those seeking lifestyle upgrades, private condos offer full facility and greater freedom. They can choose either from the resale market or go for new homes. There are also no MOP, except that it is not advisable to sell them within the 3 years seller stamp duty period. However, new homes are usually priced higher than new EC. For resale properties, they will have to shortlist from those that are available for sale at any point of time in the resale market. They also have to make good with renovation costs for the resale property. The cream de la cream upgrading option is still landed property in my opinion. Buyers have full land ownership, especially those on freehold or 999 years tenure. They are often seen as long-term capital appreciation instruments. They are also very exclusive as they are very rare in land-scarce Singapore. The flip side is they are very costly. Most HDB upgraders will have difficulties to upgrade to such. They cost easily $3.5 million today for the freehold in third terrace. That's why for those on a tighter budget, they will usually go for those smaller landed in MacPherson or Shunfu locality. In recent years, I've seen many HDB upgraders price out of the private market. That's why for those that need space and prioritize their family needs, have to consider larger HDB units instead. Such include executive apartments, executive mansionettes, or even jumbo flats. Some say bo liao to upgrade from a HDB yet to another HDB. Well, I can only say they don't really have much of a choice. A 3-bedder condo in the outlying area are easily commanding 1.5 million easily for those that have a budget of close to a million. And EA or EM is the next best bet. That is why today, executive flats are easily commanding $1 million even with a depreciating lease. Before upgrading, you must assess affordability beyond just the property price tag. This includes if you still have an outstanding loan or have used CPF for your HDB. The CPF accrued interest must be refunded back when you sell the flat. This can significantly reduce your cash proceed. Next, you will need to assess if you can buy first without selling. But on most cases, you will need to sell first to unlock your cash flow and to avoid ABSD. The only concern is you might need interim housing. The next consideration is your total debt to service ratio or TDSR. It will be good to check with banks on your loan assessment. For those that are exploring your upgrading option, it will be good to run through a detailed financial planning to assess your financial position. If you need a sample financial planning, kindly let me know. I can always send it to you. Else, if you need a meetup, I'm always open for the no obligation discussion. Property is a long-term asset. Consider how stable is your current income, potential children education needs, and retirement goals. A bigger property also means higher property tax, maintenance fees, and renovation costs. If you are upgrading to an older resale condo or larger HDB units, always assess the remaining lease. Property with less than 60 years may face limited financial option and lower appreciation potential going forward. Assess if they have CERS or VERS for HDB flats and en bloc potential for private condominiums. For older properties, there is always the decision to use your CPF for your housing needs. Always check with CPF board on this matter. As always, don't show hands. Don't exhaust all your cash saving. Always maintain at least 6 months of emergency fund after your upgrade. For me, I'm very kiasi. I always keep more than 12 months of emergency fund. For those that are planning to enter the private market, it's very difficult to time the market. Instead, focus on your personal reasoning such as financial stability, job security, and long-term housing needs for your family. They should always outweigh short-term market fluctuation. If you need to buy, you just need to buy. That's it, correct? Upgrading from your HDB flat is a meaningful milestone, but one that demands advanced planning and financial prudence. While the allure of private living or a larger space can be strong, ensure that your upgrade path aligns with your income, life stage, and long-term goals. An executive condominium often offers the best balance for many upgraders, especially younger families looking for affordability. However, they are not cheap today. Private condominiums offer more choices but come with high costs and risks. Larger resale HDB flats remain a practical solution for those who need space without leaving the public housing system. Ultimately, take your time, consult property agent and mortgage specialists, and also your peers that have upgraded before you. Evaluate your personal motivation clearly. In property, as in life, take the leap without looking can lead to painful consequences. But with due diligence, the reward can be life-changing, just like me. That's all. Thank you for watching. And see you again soon.